Yo, what it do? It's another week in the books. On Deck TV Podcast, teaching you to watch your mouth this week. A lot of controversial statements been said, so we gonna let you know what we thought about the controversial rap statements that got the tie into this. And also, I know you didn't check out the Realville Media page. I know you didn't went there and got your On Deck TV Podcast t-shirt. I know you didn't went there and got your FSP shirt. I know you didn't went there and checked out the brand new videos. Realvillemedia.com. Go check it out. And brand new episode next.
Absolutely, man. It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Don't forget, while you on realvillemedia.com, check out some of the other shows on the network. Full Sport Press, their latest episode is up. It is the MVP snubs, biggest NBA MVP snubs. Super dope episode, fellas, as always. Also, Fresh for Dummies podcast. Me and Jay Ho, we're talking to Big Baller Brand. What can they do to make an impact in this shoe and clothing game? Be on the lookout for further Fresh for Dummies episodes sooner than you think. Ladies Room, celebrating their 3-year anniversary. Check them out. Hey, man, I also may have a trick up my sleeve for another show. You never know. Just keep your eyes on realvillemedia.com. And as always, support the real. What the business is.
It is another week in the books with the On Deck TV Podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Could you say that any slower?
Yes.
Shit.
Getting my media training on.
All right,
let's
T.
go. No.
You'll start using big words?
Tough. Tough. What he asked Tiny?
Who?
Were y'all at odds? Okay then.
He has a funny guy.
Well, y'all at odds?
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Fuck with me on all social media, Animal_Brown.
Nobody uses underscores anymore. I say mine slow so you'll get it. I am Spike Lou, and it's the same thing on all social media too.
What you have on deck for the weekend?
Oh man, I just got back. I'm jet lagged, man. I am still tired, okay. And the grind don't stop. I've been jetlining, ATVing, swimming in caves, and all that good shit. Cool a meme out there with me and a Jay-Z dive, and that's fine.
Michael Phelps with the swim moves.
Tough.
Ooh. Yeah, nah, that shit look lit as fuck though. I fine. Have never done the zip line or whatever. What is
would
that
you
called?
Would you zip line?
Yeah, I'd call. I'm
are you dropping? Are you dropping in the water?
I'm
off
with
the
all that
you
shit. Doing,
are you with all that?
Yes,
that's real nigga shit though. I fuck with that.
I'm a beast, all dude. Right. I ain't scared of that shit.
Yeah, that's all you say.
Drop me in the ocean. It don't matter. Drop me in the fucking wherever that was.
Yeah, that's funny.
I ain't do shit, man. I went to see Wonder Woman.
Oh wow, how was it?
Some look
I heard
cool.
It was lit though.
It was some look cool.
I heard it was like the best one.
They lied. They lied. Whoever just told you that lied.
Nah, this was a developer like into all of that. Like all of that. He said he went to go see it Thursday night, camped out, got his ticket.
And see,
he
that,
said
it was you can't fire. Trust that.
Oh, okay, because he a fan.
You can't trust nobody camping out for a movie ticket. That's there's no need to do that.
Let me tell you what I seen though before I went to Cancun when I was going to buy me some stuff to go.
What's that?
I was in Lenox Mall.
It was, telling what you about to say.
Dude, there was a man that had on a hat that said Uber King. I'm not done.
That's cold though.
No.
That's
cold. No. Wait.
That's cold.
He had a necklace that had a tablet hanging from it. Guess what the screensaver said Uber King.
He hard.
He had a jersey on. It had number 1 on it, and on the back of the jersey, it said Uber King.
He is the Uber King, then.
Somebody in Atlanta has to have seen this before. I wanted to take a picture, but it would have been too obvious, dude.
He probably would have been cool with that, though.
He probably would have. Like, I've never, like, this nigga was number 1 Uber driver ever, dude. I don't even know why he was walking in the mall. It seemed like he would have been booked up. You know what I'm saying? He had the jersey, the hat. He had a tablet hanging from what, like when you have a medallion for a chain.
Tough.
That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
He's savage. He deserves the title. He's definitely the Uber King.
Y'all have seen this before. Y'all leave a comment somewhere with On Deck TV Podcast on the iTunes page, Rap Chat, whatever it may be. If y'all have seen the Uber King here in Atlanta.
Also, before we move on into these topics, I went to that Freddie Gibbs You Only Live Twice tour.
How was it?
Last night. It was lit. I See You, Gangsta Gibbs. He could have done more songs off the new project, though.
Mm.
He mixed it up with old shit, which I'm perfectly fine with. But I think he's sleeping on how good this new shit is because he didn't perform as many songs off of it as I would have liked.
Did he do that Homesick?
No. He should have ended it with that. He should have ended the show with the Homesick. Me, shout out my homie Derb. Shout out DJ Money Green.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Kelly. We was all there. He should have ended it with that Homesick. Mm. That would have topped it all the way off. He didn't do it. He dropped the ball.
What is a Freddie Gibbs concert crowd like?
It's a mixed crowd. And it was like, a good size crowd. A little bit less than Starlito and Step Brothers.
Really?
A little bit less. It was the same venue.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
I could see that, yeah.
But it was a good crowd, though.
Because you got Trip Man Star there.
Right.
Right.
Good crowd, though. Good versatile crowd.
What was, like, what do they play? I seen you tweet that the DJ was some slaw.
Garbage.
So, are you blank? Like, what do you play at a Freddie Gibbs concert to hype the crowd up, though?
You play anything. You play current shit.
Okay.
Just don't. Dude, where he was taking it back, he was playing, like, Houston 05 shit.
Like what? Give me an example.
Like, tipping on 4-4s, bro. What are you doing? This ain't 2007. It's 2017, bro. Mm. Tipping on 4-4, Never Scared, Bone Crusher? What is this, a throwback party?
He played that?
Yes. And Gibbs was a little late because he got stuck at the airport, so they was buying time. But still, bro, like, it's some bangers out right now. How do you not play that Playboi Carti Magnolia?
That's a fact.
How do you not play that right now, dude?
That's a fact. Especially in the club.
That's what I'm
saying. I mean, but I guess you feel like it was a Freddie Gibbs concert, so he might have felt like the Freddie Gibbs fans wouldn't have been on that. True, right?
But we on Slim Thug from 08?
I mean,
shout out to Slim Thug, but Jesus.
I mean, me.
Come on, man.
Fuck. I mean, okay.
All right, man, let's get to this news. Tidal.
What?
Hove.
Oh, my God.
There's a mysterious 444 floating around the internet in New York.
You've seen it. So stupid.
We've all seen it. 4:44 People are hinting that it is a Jay-Z album promo. Do you have any guesses whatsoever of what this mysterious marketing is?
I don't even understand why this is marketing, right? Who said that this had anything to do with a Jay-Z album? Somebody please inform me. All I seen was First Combat start tweeting about it. That was the first place that I seen it.
Yep.
And then it kind of caught on, snowballed from there. So my thing is this. Like, Jay ain't said, hey, I got an album coming. Tidal hasn't said that. Def Jam hasn't. Well, I mean, not Def Jam. Rock Nation hasn't said that. I don't understand how we're tying the 444 shit in with Jay. Like, I know the whole thing that they put together on the meme with the Jay-Z and Blue Ivy and what the fours mean. Like, I'm not buying that. It's 2017. Jay-Z is 50 years old. He ain't got time to do all of this to drop an album. All Jay-Z got to do is be like, hey, I'm dropping an album Friday. It's going to get the same reaction that it would get if I'm putting 444s mysteriously everywhere throughout New York. So I don't believe it. I don't believe he got an album coming. I don't believe he... I mean, if he do go on tour this year, it's going to be like off the songs that he's done with other artists.
Brilliant.
That's what
marketing
I believe.
Plan, Tidal. First and foremost.
Of course you're going to say that.
Hove,
you give Tidal $30 a month for the hi-fi package.
Hove has been in studios taking little Instagram pictures, letting you know he's in there cooking. He's been with Mike Will. He's been with Zaytoven. He's letting you. These are producers. You're not in the studio with producers, nigga, for no reason. You're in there to hear beats, nigga, to create fire.
So that's the rollout, taking pictures with producers and doing 444s all over New York?
That's just the little sprinkles.
That's the sprinkles.
That's the sprinkles. The rollout is this 444. Now, what it means, I have no fucking clue.
So why are we putting this everywhere? Why are we making people guess, like, who even said this had anything to do with Jay-Z? That's what I want to know.
That's just an assumption.
Okay, so why are we even making a big deal of it?
Because we know that his shit is on the way.
But it was an assumption.
The only person that don't know
is you. It's an assumption. No, it's an assumption, like you just said.
What is it then? What's your guess?
Who knows?
That's my point.
I'm not conspiracy.
You don't have a guess.
No, I'm not conspiracy theorist enough to be like 444 means it's a Jay-Z album. I have no idea what it means. I don't know where it came from. I have no idea.
Where it came from.
You said, where is it? Is that a press release? You talked to the president of Tidal, the new CEO? What?
It's on the picture.
Okay,
Tidal.
So it said Tidal 444.
Yes.
And we're supposed to assume that that's a Jay-Z album coming.
When you think Tidal, you think Jay.
Oh, my God.
You think 2017, you think Jay got an album coming out because he's headlining a tour. At the end of the year.
When I think Tidal, I think overpriced streaming music.
That's what I think.
Overpriced streaming music.
What is this?
So if it is Jay. To my point, it's cool. I don't understand the rollout for an artist of his stature. Like, you don't have to be that mysterious. You're going to garner the same buzz if you're Jay-Z, whether you put out the 444s and don't put nothing to it and drop it tomorrow, or if it's April 4th of next year. Like, I don't know what it means.
April 44th.
Whatever. What I'm saying is, you're Jay-Z. And if you're going to drop an album, you'll get the same reaction that you would get if you were being mysterious doing the 444, or if you were Jay-Z tweeting, Instagramming, Snapchatting,
he been not having Snapchat.
Whatever it may be, and announcing the album, you're gonna get the same effect. So I don't understand the mysterious 444.
This is 48 Laws of Power. This is create a spectacle. His homeboy former BFF Kanye West has mastered this. Even when he did the Yeezus, he premiered the song and the video on the side of buildings. That's how you create a spectacle. You get eyes on it. This is how you get people talking. If you Google Jay-Z and Tidal and 444 right now, you're going to see articles from CNN to Hip Hop DX to XXL to MSNBC, whatever. It's going to be everywhere. That's why you do this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it does mean April 44th and Jay is creating a new day. Fuck it.
No.
Jay is big enough to create a new day. Joe, April 44th, this shit is dropping.
Stop, relax. No, he's not. And secondly, let me ask you this. Is this going to bring new Jay-Z fans to the fold? Because
it's
not supposed to. Yes, it is. If you're doing a rollout and you want to make people aware of what you got going on and you're dropping new music, the old fans are going to show up regardless. So I'm asking you, the mysterious shit, are the millennials are going to go tweet? Are they going to go search? Are they going to try to figure out what this means? Are they going to go on the Easter egg hunts throughout the internet in the rabbit holes? Are they going to do that to be new Jay-Z fans? Me, I don't think so. So I think this is a waste of time. It is a point. That's the point.
Nah.
This is your rollout. If you're putting the 444 out and you're doing all of this stuff and saying this is your new album, Combat tweeting it, all these people tweeting it that Slick are associated or may have something to know with what's going on, you want a new face looking at that. You want the younger guys who don't listen to your stuff, who only have Apple Music, who haven't had Reasonable Doubt. Jay got an album coming out. Okay, let me do my research. I'm in the hip hop. Let me see what's going on. Let me figure out everything that he's saying prior to so I can digest this new album properly if I'm a hip hop fan. With this shit, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what this is.
Nothing Jay-Z has ever done in his career was to bait younger fans into listening to him. Nothing. I can't remember one thing. He's always catered
Blueprint
to his
single?
Crowd.
Blueprint single?
What?
H to the Izzo?
What is
with the Michael Jackson sample?
Who was that to get? Michael Jackson?
The younger crowd, dude.
With a Michael Jackson sample? Stop, dude.
Yes, nigga. What?
Stop, bro. Stop. You reach God.
No. Deny God. Call yourself the deny God.
Could this be Nas shit? Is Nas tied in with Tidal at all? I don't remember if he's one of the people.
I don't know, and nor do I think that Nas would have a rollout this big.
Now, that would make sense. That's a fact. Now, he's more low-key. He going to be the dude that drops it a week. He going to say it's out in 2 weeks.
All Nas going to do, yeah, exactly.
And then it dropped, which allegedly he said, but I couldn't really find no word on that. Y'all let us know what y'all think that 444 stand for. And it's in a time format, right? It looks like 4:44 o'clock. Yep. So people was gassed up for the last 3 days. They've been waiting. They've been looking around at 444 and nothing has popped.
It's not going to happen, bro. It's not going to happen.
What is it for? You ain't got no guess as to what it's for? Is it somebody else's album? Is it a single? Maybe it's a single.
You're saying that Tidal put this out. That it's
official.
It's from Tidal.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't have a guess. No, I don't think it's a Hov album. That's my only guess. I don't know if it got something to do with somebody else they signed or whatever it may be. But I don't think that it's a Jay-Z album.
Knowing our luck, when we put this episode out, it will be announced what this is, and this conversation will be all for nothing.
Tough.
But moving on, let's take it to the West Coast, man. This story is funny as shit to me.
You love this.
Kendrick is getting flack from some people online. His sister, Kayla, shout out Kayla, graduated from high school. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Kendrick sent her a new gift, a brand new shiny whip, 2017 model.
Okay.
It's a Toyota Camry.
Mm.
Some people took exception to that online. Let me read you two sample tweets. Someone said, laughing my ass off with several O's. Kendrick can't get his sister a better car than a Toyota. Second tweet, if I gotta buy a car for my sister, I'm gonna make it look sexy. That's actually pretty funny. Second tweet, I'm gonna come clean.
I would respond if I was Kendrick and say, bitch, sit down. Be humble. Fuck fair, you talking about.
Man. Fair or foul, man, people shooting shots at Kendrick for getting a Toyota Camry for his sister.
I'm clearly gonna scream foul on this one because I'm a Kendrick fan. Two, because I'm Kendrick. I'm buying my sister a car. I'm not going to be there every week to make sure she keeps up the maintenance or whatever it might be. I can buy it flat out for her. But I'm not sending her money to get her brakes fixed or her transmission, whatever it may be, or oil change, and it's $300-$400, and I know she ain't.
What you mean if you get like a big dog, like a fucking Bugatti or some shit?
If I get her a Bentley, if I get her a Bentley, how's she gonna keep up the maintenance on it?
Gotcha.
My sister don't work for TDE. Right. She's not a platinum rapper.
She's out of high school.
Yeah, like my sister's 19 years old. So what is she gonna like? I'm not even buying her a Benz, Beamer, or nothing like that because I understand the maintenance on that. If I'm Kendrick, this the same guy that we see on Viceland Noisy with sweatpants on, and I ain't talking about the Nike fleece joints. I'm talking about the Walmart joints where they cuff up at the ankles, dude.
White tee.
With Reeboks on.
Yep.
Reeboks, it should cost $39.99, but they charge $100 for them just because Kendrick had them on.
Right.
This the dude that we talking about, so we expecting him to buy Ferraris for his little sister that's graduating from high school?
It wouldn't even make sense.
It wouldn't even make sense coming from Kendrick off of To Pimp a Butterfly. Damn. Or even Good Kid, Mad City, dude. Like he said, you let the hood at the table. You let the cornrows at the table, whatever it may be. So don't laugh at me. Don't try to ridicule me and think that I'm supposed to do rich nigga stuff just because y'all look at me as a successful rapper. No.
See, here's
I'm out here doing my thing. My sister just graduated. I bought her a brand new 2017.
Right.
That's respectable.
Now, this is the funny part. Number one, half of the people that are throwing shots probably don't have cars.
Especially not 2017 paid off.
They damn sure don't have a 2017
paid
cashed
off.
Out.
Paid off.
Number two, the irony about this is, you remember a couple years ago when Puff bought his son a big dog whip. Mm-mm. Big boy whip, because he graduated with a certain grade point average, and he said, congratulations. It was like a Bentley or something crazy. Mm-hmm. People were wearing him out because they were like, why are you getting your son such an expensive car? So if you get them a air quote, cheaper car, then they going to go in. If you get them an extravagant car like they think you're supposed to, they're going to go in. Moral of the story, you can't please everybody. Everybody ain't for pleasing anyway. Do what the fuck you want to do. Congratulations, Kayla, on graduating. Now, when she graduate college, she should re-up a little bit, though.
Look, I agree, though.
If you graduate college,
that's a fact.
Let's go ahead and bend that up, though. Let's get some leather.
Yeah.
maybe V8.
A little Porsche, something like that.
Yeah, just like a little Tudor.
Porsche. Yeah, a little Porsche.
Boxster.
Yeah. But
high school, don't you?
With that being said, if I'm Puff, there's no way my fucking kids got nowhere near a Camry.
And now it makes sense for
Don't
Puff.
Don't even bring a Toyota in my lot.
That's not Puff style.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm Puff, my son is going to be in a Bentley, dude.
That's a fact.
I'm Puff.
No, okay, so
if I'm Kendrick Lamar's sister, no. That's not the expectation.
Well, Kendrick Lamar's net worth is $16 million.
That's cool. Kendrick Lamar got 3 albums.
Puff is at like a billion.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Puff got $700 million. Ain't no way my son driving no Toyota Camry, dude.
Okay, plot twist. What if he did get him a Camry? Would you be looking like, damn, Puff? Or would it still be like, okay, fine?
Nah, that's petty. Fuck that.
He teaching him a lesson. You gotta work for your shit, dude. Bro, you can't just give a nigga a Bentley. He earned it.
I'm not giving a nigga a Camry. If I got $700 million, man, no.
That's net worth. We know that ain't liquid.
Come I mean, on. I know that ain't liquid, but I have the credit. If I got $700 million in liquid ass, I mean, net worth assets, like, nah, ain't no way my son hopping in no Camry, nigga. You ain't even, the Uber better not even be no Camry, nigga. Like, get out of here. What is this shit putting in my lot?
I wonder what Uber King drive.
That's a fact. That is a great question, man. Dude, if y'all in Atlanta, man, and y'all run across this dude, because somebody else has to have seen this. I ain't the only person that's seen this, dude.
Ask a nigga what he drive.
I have to know.
Because I got to know. He might be in that Mousain.
I need the Uber King to come pick us up, dude.
That's cold. All right, man, moving on. Gucci, let's take it to the A.
Yep.
Speaking of Linux. Gucci Burr. And his fiance Keisha Dior have a reality show around the corner on BET airing this fall. The show will document their lives as they prepare for the October 17th wedding. Of course, the couple met in 2010, got engaged last November at a Hawks game. Is this a smart play for Gucci to go the reality show route? I know you'll be watching, so I ain't even have to ask that.
You know, I would watch if it was like a 2-hour, 60 minutes type profile thing. Right
on Gucci's wedding.
Yeah, if they gave
fucking
me
way.
Nah, like if they gave me the whole rundown, you know, the whole little backstory, how they claim she stuck by his side, flipped his money, built this empire, was dropping these CDs, working with his management team and family while he was in jail to build what he had when he came out, and then Gucci coming out was a changed man and was able to capitalize off it.
I'm sure they're gonna include that in there, though.
No, I don't see what you said. Include that in there. If they were able to put that in a 2-hour special, I sit there, I'm there for it, I on demand it, I look it on my iPad, whatever it may be. I'm not sitting there for 8 episodes going through the trials and tribulations of her bridesmaids trying to get their dresses and who Gucci gonna put in the wedding and
picking
fake
out cake
beads.
Flavors.
I'm not, I don't wanna see that. I don't care. I ain't got nothing to do with that. That ain't my shit. If it was a 2-hour shit, like I watch the season finale when they get married. But I'm not there for the whole thing.
That's gonna
thing.
Be so funny.
Yeah, I watched it. That'll be funny. Like, it's Gucci. We done met him before. We know how funny dude is, right?
Yeah.
So that would be funny. But 8-10 episodes, like, I'm not here for that.
For
man.
The record, I'm not watching a second of any of this.
That's a lie.
Shout out to New.
You already watched The Bachelor, dude. Nigga watched The Bachelor, but you not watching Gucci get married?
I rock with the Gucci clone. I'm fucking with him heavy.
Gucci clone.
I'm not watching this. And this, I'm looking at this with a really big side eye. I'm going to tell you what. The wedding allegedly cost $1 million.
BET paid for all that.
BET is covering the bill for that.
That's cool. Nick.
As
I'm definitely letting them cover it there.
As well as paying Gucci $400,000 and Keisha $250,000 for their appearances on the show.
Whoa, what? Why she ain't getting $400,000?
No, she's not as big as a name as Gucci, man. We both know that. Now, I'm looking at this at a side eye because that's making it seem like they got married to make this show.
That's not true.
A la Chris Humphries and Kim K. We know how that ended up.
But look, though.
Is that not a sweet incentive if BET call you and say, bro, we can get the wedding for you, nigga. We'll cover the million and get y'all $650 in-house?
I don't know the Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian backstory.
You watch that too. Stop flexing.
I have no idea what that is. What I do know is that Keisha Dior and Gucci are supposed to have a backstory. Reason being that I said I would tune in for the 2-hour joint. For them saying, like, the myth is that he gave her some millions while he was locked up. She flipped it, maintained it. Then when he got out, it was double what he gave her. And they were able to use that to get to the empire that they have now.
She the real MVP for that.
Facts. So if that's the story, I'm sitting around for 2 hours for that.
That's entirely. Stop saying two hours, dude. This isn't a damn
listen,
movie.
But what I'm saying is I don't care how Chris Humphries met Kim Kardashian, bro. There's no, I don't give a flying fuck. It has no, like, there's no inquisitive mind thing that has me wondering, hey, well, I wonder how they met. Let me sit down and figure out. I don't care.
10.8 million people watched that episode when they got married.
They care. I don't.
That's what BET is hoping happens
that ain't
for
gonna
these two.
Do it. I can tell them now that ain't going to happen.
Of course not. Nah, that was major, though. Kim K was major. This, but if they can get anywhere close to that, though, they'll be happy.
Where do you rank this on hip hop couples? Period. Like Tiny and Tip,
like Jay Beyonce.
Yeah, like where you putting them? Because they actually like she didn't improve Gucci though. Like y'all, right? So I'm saying like I don't know what you can say about her as far as her status prior to, but we definitely see a new Gucci, and that's got true. A lot to do with her.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, maybe I'll give this a try just to that's learn more saying. About her and see how they dynamic. And Gucci's entertaining.
If you follow her Snap, if you I follow, don't. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, she ain't, to me, she doesn't come off as a dumb chick.
Right.
And I feel like that she done made her imprint on this relationship. It ain't just Gucci man and his gal.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying? Like, she got her own, like, thing going on. People fuck with her. People forget about the Yo Gotti thing, too.
Yeah, people forget. Yeah. I mean, hey, man, what you going to do?
That's another conversation for
you. Yeah, that's a whole nother.
Y'all Google that.
Everybody got a pass out here in these streets. All right, man, moving on. Money Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather was speaking to DJ Who Kid on his show, and Money Mayweather felt the need to speak about the current state of hip-hop because who doesn't want to hear Mayweather's thoughts on hip-hop? This is what he said about the younger generation rapping about drugs, and I quote, "Now it's okay to be a junkie. This is crazy that it's okay to OD on drugs. It's okay to take any drugs now. It's okay to be a junkie," end quote. Does Floyd have a point?
Does Floyd have a point? Yes. I ain't going to deny him that fact.
Why? Who's the leader in that, in the junkie rap? Yeah, we talk about mumble rap. Let's talk about junkie rap.
Let me finish.
Okay.
What I was about to say is Floyd does have a point, but who is Floyd to speak out? Like, who is Floyd to be like, you guys in hip-hop are doing this and doing that? You're finna fight Conor McGregor, someone who clearly can't box, for hundreds of millions stupid of dollars money. To exploit what y'all got going on in boxing. So how are you to speak on somebody exploiting hip-hop for what's popular right now and saying that it's wrong?
I mean, he can still call it out.
You can call it out, but it ain't got no merit. Like, you can't even, I ain't gonna say you can't even read, but, like,
come on, man.
The fact of the matter is, like, who is Floyd Mayweather to tell somebody, like,
who is he talking
future,
about?
Future. That's that I can't
we're
rap
running with that. With
let's go with it. Okay, right. let's go Molly on down Perkins this lane. Said. The Molly Perkins said, I feel like that's what he's saying, and it probably got something to do with some bitch that both of them want to fuck, and Future probably fucked her before Mayweather did, and Mayweather throwing the shade on this show. Moving on from that, like, who is Floyd to say, oh, y'all doing this and doing that? Like, you the same thing in your respective profession. You manipulating people as well. You trying to have this big payday with Conor McGregor. So I don't want to hear what Floyd got to say about hip hop. He don't rap. Like, you ain't got no lie. I don't care anything what Floyd got to say about hip hop, dude.
I'm glad you brought up Future. Because that's immediately who I thought of. And even before the Molly Percocet mask off shit, people have always been on Future for his sometimes reckless 56 Zanny, like overzealous, crazy, exaggerated drug use in his songs. When he's actually done interviews saying that he doesn't even do drugs.
Yes,
so, and I mean, I don't know if that makes it any better. Would you rather him do an interview and be like, I do take 56? So, I mean, I don't know. You in the lose-lose at that point. But I thought it was ironic because Future's the first person that came to mind. And Future is also who Floyd paid last year to do his daughter's Sweet 16 party. He can't be too upset at what the drug talk is or the drug abuse is in rap unless he just doesn't know a Future song and he just knows he's hot.
Who was the interview with?
Who Kid. Who Kid should have brought that up.
That's a fact.
I mean, besides we're talking about Future, the same one that you paid an absorbent amount of money for your 16-year-old daughter's party.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I feel like Floyd just said that because he feel like that's the popular narrative that's going on in hip-hop right now. His publicist probably
heard one song.
Not even he heard a song. His publicist probably told him, if they ask you about this, then say this.
No way.
Tough.
No
way. Like, bro, he's almost a billionaire. He's that much removed. You think that he heard 1 second of what went on at his daughter's Sweet 16 party?
Ain't no telling.
He didn't hear 1 second of what went on.
For the record, it was Drake and
he was
Future
dancing
was
with Tiny, dude.
Yeah, he probably was. It was Drake and Future that he, man, no telling that bag he threw them niggas.
Man, listen, I'm Floyd. My daughter turning 16. Drake and Future?
It was way more than the camera he paid
and
for.
And it's cash money. That's what he probably told him, too. Like, we ain't even got to do no paperwork or nothing. Nah. Cash money when you get his money team.
Let's
do work.
I'm, to his point, I get it. Floyd probably is a dude who doesn't take, he probably drinks water 24/7. This nigga probably doesn't take an aspirin. I know he don't drink liquor. I know he not smoking nothing. I know he not popping nothing. So he's coming from a perspective of, you know, saying healthy mind, healthy body.
These niggas crazy.
Type shit. These niggas wild. And he probably heard a song or two. I don't know specifically who he's talking about. But I think people give a little bit too much credit. But then again, I'm not 16. So I don't know what hearing Molly Percocet on a hard-ass Metro Boomin beat would do to me if I was 16.
It was just a, with that being said, it was just a Percocet, like fake Percocet outbreak down here in Georgia where we at, though.
What are you talking about?
Like, they were selling fake Percocets, and several people went to the hospital. Some died.
Damn.
Yeah. So,
I'm blaming Future. I'm going to be real.
You blaming Future for that?
Somebody, because somebody hears that song, and somebody's like, nigga,
and they
Perks.
Trying to find some Perks.
Perks the hottest shit popping right now. We're going to manufacture this bullshit and flip it. Let's be honest. That's exactly how it went. For nigga that don't know, then it's the shit Future talking about right here. Nigga, she get you lit. You can fool a dumbass 13, 14 year old with that shit. I'm telling you.
It was one of the alerts on my phone before we came and did the podcast. It was like fake Percocets in Georgia. Hospitalized several people.
Wow.
Yeah. So
sorry for them, but come on, y'all. Let's be real.
You blame your Future for that.
I'm not blaming him for it, but he plays a role. He plays a role, let's be honest. Because he makes it sound, air quote, cool to somebody that's ignorant.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I give you that.
Not to nobody with their head on straight, Jesus. Mm. All right, moving on. Before we get to this music break, we got to talk about Birdman. It's your man. His shit is spiraling out of control like I called.
Is it?
He's selling Stunner Island. Oh my God. His Miami crib. You can get it for the low, low price of $20 million. Let me give you the amenities.
The low, low.
Tough. 7 bedrooms, 12 bath. There's a dock for a 100-foot yacht. Not a 110-foot yacht because that won't fit, but the 100-foot yacht will fit.
I want to do a yacht come with it.
Ooh, you got to throw that in. If you're paying $20 million, nigga, two yachts better come with this shit.
I might can get financed for that.
Man, volleyball court.
If the yacht come with it.
Movie theater, two wine cellars. His realtor is saying that he's tired of the big-ass house. He's looking for something smaller in the same area. Is this officially the beginning of the end? Is it already here for Birdman because he's selling Stunner Island?
I don't think this got nothing to do with the beginning of the end. I think that this is a reaction from Ross.
Hell,
bruh, listen. This is a reaction from rivals become idols, or idols become rivals. Fuck, excuse me. I'm telling you, Ross. I mean, excuse me, Birdman. Like, he real finicky as far as what he think that people think about him, and I relate that to just recently. He talking about, hey, 50, if you let me executive produce your next album and call it, what was the name? Get Rich or Die Trying 2, then it'll go double platinum. No.
No, it won't.
Exactly. It won't. And that, to me, has a certain sentiment of what Birdman think is going on. Birdman think he still got the little clout. He still got a little movement. I can still sell you Stunner Island for $20 million and make you think it's worth that. Like, Birdman, to him, it ain't falling. The ships ain't on fire. Ain't nothing wrong. I'm good. And he think that just like I bounced back from when BG, Juvenile, Turk, Manny Fresh, all them people tried to leave, I can do the same thing now. I don't care if Drake gone. I don't care if Wayne gone. I don't care if Nicki gone. I can reach out to 50. I can try to sign, who was the guy we played last week? What's my guy name?
Sorry.
I can try to sign Sorry. I can have Jacquees, and I'm gonna keep the cash money movement moving.
Okay,
that's what he think.
Okay,
right.
Enough of what Birdman thinks, because he doesn't think any of that.
He's thinking, he has to.
I can't keep up these high ass bills. I can't keep putting gas in this big ass yacht. I need to sell this house immediately. because it's going down. He's just like ESPN, letting people go because the writing is on the wall. We can't keep up these bills with this shit.
I just seen Jacquees in a Ferrari on Northside Drive in Atlanta 2 weeks ago.
He got that from the Uber King.
And they ain't cutting no bills.
He got that from the Uber King.
He may have.
Ross, first of all, Ross didn't run him out of Miami. He's moving in the same area, just a smaller crib.
Allegedly.
When you downsize like that, well, first of all, without Stunner Island, he has nothing to rap about. Let's be very clear. No more, but he has no bars left. If he can't say Burberry or Stunner Island, Birdman has no bars left in him. So now what is he going to rap about? Number two, I would say this may be a sign of him being financially in trouble, but he was just on the Forbes list. Right. He was still top five on the Forbes list at net worth of 110. Now, we all know when Drake leaves, when Nicki leaves, and when this Wayne settlement clears, he won't smell a Forbes list for rest of his life.
Nicki still been screaming Young Money.
She got to. She's on paperwork. But as soon as that paperwork is over,
that's what I'm saying. How long is Nicki on paperwork? Sure. How long is Drake on paperwork?
He probably signed a crazy deal.
But can Wayne get out the deal? Baby looking at this like, y'all may talk all this shit in the public. Y'all may give all these little slight leaks to the media and press. But at the end of the day, y'all signed to me. I'm making this money and I don't care what y'all say. Y'all still got to scream Young Money to make y'all self look good. Because I signed y'all. Y'all was riding for this. And it don't matter what you thought then. It don't matter what you think now. What you thought then is what you got to ride for.
Bro, first of all, Birdman, for the record, he paid $14.5 for this crib. So it's a decent little come up. It's an extra $6.5 in his pocket.
20, bro, he not getting $20 million.
I mean, $5.5 in his pocket.
He not getting $20 million for this.
Probably not. No. He's trying. He want it. He need it, though.
It ain't happening.
Believe that he needs that cash
He might get the 14.
But I wonder if it's paid off. When you buy big, stupid $14 million mansion, you don't pay that cash. You can't.
No. You financing it.
Okay.
You got to.
30-year mortgage?
No. Not 30 year. I mean, you got to probably put something nice down. 15. You know what I'm saying? Like 15-year mortgage. I'm sure I ain't reached that tax bracket yet.
Right.
But I'm sure you can work out something with a real estate agent. Be like 15 year. You know what I'm saying? And we'll work it out from there.
And I only want to do 14 million divided by 15 year. I know that's crazy.
But if you get money, that's good though.
Yeah.
If you baby, that don't matter.
He sees the writing on the wall. Trust me. His new crib gonna be $3 million. He's gonna be on House Hunters on HGTV. I'm like, damn, is that Birdman? What's the budget?
They'll give him $1 million for that. Tough.
All right, man, let's hit this music break right quick. Your boy Votto.
My boy Votto.
That's your man's.
You were just pumping this last mixtape. That's Sinatra 1. Don't say you wasn't pumping that. People can check the archives and find it out.
I was just about to say, this mixtape is for Sinatra 2, and I don't recall 1.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Dude, people have video and audio content to let know that you were listening to whatever. But what is it? Sinatra 1?
I don't know.
You had a song off this, dude.
I don't know.
Get out of here, man.
We have a song off this Sinatra 2, though. It's called Votto. V-A-D-O is the name of it. Let's check it out and see what he hitting on.
Rubber bands on the bundles. Selling dope was the day job. Running under G-Dawg, E-Hall, and J-R. J cop the Benz. 420, need more 20s in and out the crib. The line long, that's all money.
Yes.
I had the black Mermon with ACGs on. Pepe jeans on. We gon' make it the theme song. I squeeze wrong, almost hit Rick in the staircase. With the tray A while we running down in my man place. I couldn't stand Mace. I was more of a Cam fan. At the time, fuck being pretty. I'm hand in hand. And Sham did the Navi. BBs and silver. Playing for the Wizards. Chris Webber's his nigga. Shit, I remember. Say the children in blacktop. Rod, they called the shooter. And total package had mad hops. Final four games. Was a little nigga that saw things. But wanted more things. Went harder than all came.
That was Young Votto. Does he still fuck with Cam? We don't know.
He said Cam name in the song and said he fucked with him over Mace. So we can give him that much. You know what I'm saying? Can give him that much.
Damn, you know Harlem. I mean?
All right.
Harlem, get it together, y'all.
That was a dope song, though.
I do like that song.
Where Votto get this beats from?
I don't know. I know he used to get them from dude that on this cold on the NPC. I can't think of his name. He
y'all check out
Joe
that
Button now.
Y'all check out that Vado, man. He got some banging beats on there, and he's slick ripping it.
A-Rab Beats. That was the name A-Rab of the nigga he used to fuck with real heavy. But I like what I heard right there. I'm not even going to flex. I'm going to check out that Sinatra, what, eight? Six?
Two. Two. Just two.
Okay.
Relax.
Sinatra 2. I'm going to check it out. Y'all check it out, too. We back in this thing, man. It's your man, Animal Brown.
I am Spike Lou. This is the On Deck TV Podcast. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all go to the Rap Chat on Facebook. Join the conversation, man. We in there all day, every day. No spam music.
No.
None of that. All we want to do is have a conversation about rap. What you listening to? Hey, yeah, that's cool.
Put us on some shit.
Yeah, all that. Not check out my mixtape.
Absolutely.
Not that.
All right, man, like you said earlier, man, we're talking controversial statements. They were all through the news last weekend.
That's a fact.
So we was like,
Bill Maher.
Fuck it. Yeah. Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin.
Bill Maher.
I don't think people know what it is. Do they?
I don't know. They know what she did.
Yeah,
they know now.
They definitely know about the Trump hit. She got fired. Where did she get fired from, though?
CNN New Year's Eve special.
That's it?
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't
mad. And then she had an endorsement. She had a couple of endorsements.
If I'm her, I ain't mad about that. That's one job.
That's her only job, though.
I
know of.
I thought she had another job.
We'll talk. We're going more in depth than that, and hip hop's response to that as well a little bit later.
That's a fact.
But we wanted to give our five
most controversial statements in hip hop.
Absolutely, man. On wax, though. We're not talking George Bush doesn't like black people.
No.
Not that, even though that was controversial.
Tough.
We're talking rap lyrics. Let's take it from the bottom. What's the least controversial out of these five on this list that we have in front of us?
Was it Iggy?
I agree. I got to go. It's Iggy Azalea.
It wasn't. Yeah, Iggy, Runaway Slave Line.
Can I quote the line, please?
Go for it. Go for it.
All right. It's on her song Drugs from 2011.
Tough.
When the relay starts, I'm a runaway slave master. Shitting on the past, gotta spit it like a pastor. Bars.
Absolutely not.
Alright, now go ahead. How do you feel about this line and what she said and all that good shit?
Okay. I will give Iggy the benefit of the doubt because I feel like people give her flack because she can't rap and she's a...
Australian?
No. She's a... She's a package that they felt like would sell, so they put her out there, and it's not necessarily her fault that she's not dope.
She's just taking the opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
She's just a musician, just cute, from
right.
Australia with a big butt,
right.
and she's trying to make whatever it got to do with whatever got going on.
Right.
I ain't mad at her for that, but what I will say is she tried to put her voice in and try to speak too much about what she don't know nothing about.
Agreed.
And if she would not do that, then she could take her little lane and float down the easy pool on a slow raft or the lazy river or whatever it's called where you go to those water parks and you can just float on your little float and not be bothered with nobody. She could do that. But instead, she want to voice her things on Black Lives Matter. She want to voice her things on this and voice her things on that. Just relax.
Yeah, she tried her best to flip the bar from Kendrick Lamar's Look Out for Detox when he said the relay starts, I'm a runaway slave.
Mm.
She tried to flip it. She didn't stick the landing at all.
Somebody wrote that for her.
People were hot about it. She apologized. She said the lyric was tacky and careless, and if she offended anyone, she was sorry. My biggest takeaway from this was, you remember she was under T.I. at the time. T.I. took up for her. T.I. said, relax.
Don't try to tie my mans in with this.
No, that's what happened. And if you remember, kicked off the Azalea Banks T.I. beef that lasted way too long. So that's where that started, because he took up for her from this bar and Azalea Banks was hot and went in on T.I. and the rest was history.
No one cares.
I thought that was interesting.
No one cares about Azalea Banks.
No, they don't. I'm going to be real. All
right.
But
I just want to establish that.
But
for,
it was
for
still
my man
funny.
T.I.
That's your man, too.
That's my guy.
Taking up for Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, That's
a little cash cow, so he had to.
Who is Iggy Azalea?
I don't know. I don't know who any of these people are, honestly. I just know who T.I. is. All
right, let's go. All
right, moving on. Next one on the list, we got Kanye West from 2016. Famous off that Life of Pablo. Now, when we say famous, you should know exactly what the fuck we're talking about.
Man.
I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? Because I made that bitch famous.
Oh.
And even the video was just as controversial with the naked people laying in the bed and shit. What was, didn't people make too big of a deal of this Kanye bar?
It's Kanye. So I feel like there's only a certain extent that you can hold him to, because it's Kanye West. He gonna make controversial statements. He gonna make controversial videos. He gonna have controversial albums. That's what Kanye West do. I'm not surprised that this is on the list. I'm not surprised that Kanye West went this route to try to have people to pay attention to this album when it was coming out. I understand it. It's Kanye West. He probably the most popular rapper.
Other
than Drake.
Yeah, for sure.
Him, Drake, they in the top three.
Of course.
He top three most popular rapper. So I understand this. Like, I can't go at another rapper. I can't go at Jay-Z. I can't say Jay-Z gonna send his killers after me. I can't make enough press as opposed to when I say, hey, Taylor Swift, I made that bitch famous. People are gonna go retarded when they hear that.
Facts.
Like, and they did. You're Kanye West, how dare you?
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Now, I will say this, and the biggest takeaway from me from this entire situation was how Taylor Swift played it. Because at first, she played the victim role.
No, she was cool with it at first.
No.
Oh.
She was cool behind closed doors with Ye.
Okay.
She played, when this came out, she played the victim role. Like, oh my God, I just want this situation with me and him to go away. But then Kim K came out with the video of them on the phone asking if it was cool and him playing the song for her. So that's what got her. Like, damn, Taylor. Like, damn, you done Ye like that? Like, motherfuckers was hot at her now. Like, it done totally swayed. People were hot at Ye. Then it switched over. They were hot at her. I don't know who they hot at right now.
She ain't gonna lose no following though.
Her following's too big to where if she lost a couple, it wouldn't matter.
It don't matter. Like, it was a big boy move by Kanye to even say this in the song, to even do this, to even have a recording.
Absolutely.
It lets you, like, to be honest, 1,000,000%, Kim was behind this.
No.
Kanye didn't have nothing to do with this.
No.
She the one that wanted to record it.
No.
She the one that wrote the bar.
No.
She the one that put the lyric there.
Fuck no.
Kim Kardashian done all of this because Kanye is in the sunken place. And
now
we know that. Now he's been there. You just don't want to admit it.
But
he can't get out. He's in the sunken place. And that's the thing. She did all of this.
I will say
this,
though.
But shout out to them, though.
I will say this. She, now it's a known fact that Ye records the makings of all his albums.
Sunken Place.
First of all, I can't wait for that documentary.
Sunken Place.
Whenever we get it, I'm here for it.
Sunken Place.
And I will say that Sci-Hi, it came out that Sci-Hi wrote the lyrics.
Sunken Place.
Does that take away from it at all that he wrote the bars, though?
To what?
He wrote that line.
Which one?
The Taylor Swift line. The line that we're talking about.
I mean,
I take away a little bit. I'm gonna be real.
We expect that, though.
I don't.
If it's Kanye talking about Taylor Swift, then I expect someone else to be have wrote that, because I don't know how that sounds. But I expect someone else to wrote that down and be like, "Hey, Kanye, say this." Kanye West is more about what we seen on College Dropout, more about what we seen on Graduation. He's not the Taylor Swift line. That is Sci-Hi. That is the bars that he bring to the table. That's why he in the room with Kanye when he creating albums. I don't feel like Kanye bring that type of energy to a song. He don't bring that type of energy, those type of bars. He don't do that. And he needs Sci-Hi. That's why Sci-Hi been around. That's why we talking about him. And that's why Sci-Hi ain't never delivered an album, because he can write these bars for Kanye, get that nice check. He ain't never got to follow up on that. It's cool to be the dope rapper, but like, where your album at, bro?
Facts. Shout out to that footage, though. That saved the day.
Tough.
Good looking, Kim K.
Mm.
All right, moving up the list, man. Next, we have, for the record, we're going over five. Those are the first two.
Okay.
Lil Wayne, 2013, Karate Chop, The Future Remix. Beat the Pussy Up Like Emmett Till.
Mm.
One of Wayne's 8 million similes that he's rapped in over the past couple of years. Emmett Till family was heated.
Were
the
they?
Internet was hot.
Were they?
Absolutely. They were hot about that. Why do you couldn't think of no other line but to compare it to this? Wayne eventually sent a letter to the family apologizing. They weren't really going for that. They wanted to have a sit down and meet face to face with him and some of his partners like Pepsi. Do people overreact to the Wayne line?
Overreact, I don't know about that, but I feel like if Wayne wanted to use that at that point in time, him being the biggest rapper, he could have went about it.
He wasn't the biggest rapper. Not in 2013.
Karate Chop? That was the big, okay.
2013.
On that song.
That was a hit song.
On that song. All
right.
If it's Wayne on Karate Chop, that's a big deal, right? Can we agree that?
Yeah.
All right. So, if you're going to use that line, you're going to think it out. The smart move would be let Emmett Till people know. If y'all got offense with that, I'll change it, I'll move it, whatever it may be. I just don't want no issues or no troubles or no problems. Obviously, he didn't do that. I don't know why. But I feel like if he had, it wouldn't have been no issues, no problems, no troubles. They just felt like we get this out of the blue. One of the biggest rappers at that time want to throw this name out there in some old metaphorical stuff as far as it ain't important to history and ain't important to the real meaning of what happened with Emmett Till. They want to get mad about that and say, hey, it's Lil Wayne. The popular thing to do is always to challenge rappers with what they got going on. So they got mad about that.
First of all, I can only imagine how that phone call goes when he reaches out to their family and reads them the line that he says that has their deceased family member in it. There's a 0% chance that they would have been all right, like,
so
okay,
you know what
cool.
You do then? Change it. You
yeah,
know
that's
you,
what I'm saying.
You know you was tripping.
But it doesn't. You don't have to get to the phone call for that. I swear I hope Wayne is smart enough to know that if he would have ran that by them, he would have known that they wouldn't have fucked with that.
You think so?
Man, they're not clearing that
nah,
shit.
No, I'm saying, do you think that he thought that, though? Me and you, maybe me and you
camp.
Thinking that is a different thing.
Maybe
me
somebody
you
in
saying,
his camp. Not necessarily him.
Who?
I don't know. Cortez?
No.
That nigga ain't stupid.
No.
Bro, he's not stupid, dude.
But
he's
is
got
he,
stupid
but is
red
he gonna,
glasses
is,
on.
Is he going to take
stupid.
That to Wayne, though?
Oh,
is he
going
to be like, bro, nah, this ain't cool?
He can't keep up with everything Wayne is recording.
That's a fact.
That's first off.
But if I'm going to get something clear with this people family.
Dude, he's not, bro. If I'm managing Wayne and he said the line and then he said, hey, bro, you think I should reach out to these people to clear the line? I would have said, bro, if you think you even have to do that, then you probably should change the fucking line.
I agree.
Put the lean cup down, go back in the studio and change the line, dude. Use your head, bro.
That's a fact. I agree.
You even got to question it, dude.
I agree with that 100%. That's why I feel like that it shouldn't even been a thing where like, oh, this is a controversy because he could have took the correct steps and been like, damn, nah, I'm tripping.
I think he lost the Mountain Dew deal, I think, off of that. I can't remember. But moving on to the second most controversial lyric, somebody who did lose a deal, Rick Ross, 2013 as well. Damn. Mm. Rocco's song, You Ain't Even Know, banging. We forget already that shit was flames.
It was.
Molly All in Her Champagne, She Ain't Even Know It. People took that as a rapey line, insinuating that he just drugged somebody, built like Bill Cosby style. What about this? He, like I said, he ended up losing the Reebok deal. Right. Ended up losing the Reebok deal behind it. He did kind of offer a semi-apology, said he would never use rape in rap, and that he didn't say it in this line, so therefore he really should be straight. But he just went on. He praised women, said they're like the most valuable thing in the world, and I would never say no shit like it.
Which is what he should do.
Absolutely. And you know what, though? I think this was the topic on our very first show, if I'm not mistaken. It's crazy. Niggas don't remember that 4 years ago. Holla at your boy.
Check your archive out.
Absolutely runs deep. Now, deep. With people overreacting,
pause.
Did Ross play it properly? Talk to him about this one.
He did. Ross got a very particular way as far as how he played controversy when people come at him with that. He always able to deflect it at the very best skill, like a fucking ninja.
Yep.
Like Ross always able to deflect controversy. And being the statue that he was at and that line and what it meant, people saying, oh, slip of Molly in her drink and she ain't even know it. For him not to even take that much of a backlash for he took backlash. He lost a Reebok deal.
He lost some bread.
Yeah,
he
lost a Reebok deal.
For sure.
But look today, MMG, Rick Ross still standing strong.
Time heals all wounds, man.
Yeah, they still standing strong. And that's what I'm saying. He was able to continue. Ross' main thing is making good music. He always make good enough music to where he can have the Teflon through each situation where people ain't gonna be like, oh, I ain't fucking with him and it's shit whack. Like, everybody he done beef with, everything he done came across, they ain't made the music that he making to make them be able to make themselves relevant.
Now, one thing I need to know is, A, what happens when you put Molly in somebody's champagne? What is that? What is like X? Is like, is a good time coming from that? Are you super high? Are you passed out? Like, I need to know what happens.
You ought to know.
I don't know what happens. I don't know if you turned up off of that or if you passed out. Like, that's a real question. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The line itself
is just, it ain't no different from if you took Molly.
Okay, gotcha.
It's the same thing.
Okay, like, that makes sense.
Like, obviously. It's the same thing. Like, if you took Molly or if you put one in the champagne, it's the same thing. People will put it in their water and drink it all night.
Like an Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
So, okay. In that case, then, obviously, he's not trying to rape nobody. Exactly. But
like,
the line is suspect, though. The line is suspect. Like, it's kind of like it's weird. It's like, bro, you being weird right now.
Yeah,
you slipping shit in somebody's.
But he was trying to be slick though.
Right. He was.
Rappers always trying to be slick. That's their thing. I said this. Nobody else said this.
Right.
Not I did this trying to get over on a bitch because I can get the chick. I more so said this because nobody was clever enough to relay what was going on really in the clubs.
It's still creepy. It's creepy though.
But it happens. Right?
Yeah, of course.
It happens. That's what I'm saying. So it happens. Rick Ross was trying to give you the real. This happens.
So you would slip somebody a Molly with it?
Exactly. I have no reason to do that.
That's my point, though. It's creepy.
I don't look like Rick Ross, though. That's
what?
I don't have any reason to do that because I don't look like Rick Ross.
Rick Ross can pull somebody. He doesn't have to do that.
He might.
He doesn't have to pull somebody, dude.
According to you,
I don't know. But you're
saying that because you look like him.
First of all, you're
like the
listen, fresh out the barber chair. I'm a problem.
You're the true value. You're the true value version of Rick Ross. That's what you.
Fresh out the barber chair. I'm a problem.
You're the real true value version of Rick Ross.
No Molly needed. But nah, it was just a creepy ass line. That's all. Niggas didn't really think.
I say that, yeah, it was creepy.
It's like, come on, bro.
But Rick Ross is creepy though. He'd had several lines about his ass crack showing in jeans. We didn't talk about that. So Rick Ross is a creepy nigga though.
Hopping like, out the ghost not, with no draws on and shit.
He didn't say, bro. Like, even on the last album, he said Versace seen his ass cracked on ass. Like, what? Even on like the last album, go listen to it straight through. You'll hear that shit, dude. You'll be like, huh?
Just like Biggie had questionable lines.
Nah, not like
what?
That, though. Not like
so
wearing,
fine.
Not,
I suck your daddy's dick. What are you talking about?
But I'm talking about like, I'm wearing Versace jeans with my ass crack showing.
He being descriptive.
He bro. The one that's saying that though. Like, who says that?
Husky niggas.
I wouldn't want nobody to know that, even if that was happening, dude. Husky at least my bomb. Shirt was long enough.
Husky, you making problems, dude.
Yeah, that's y'all problem. I ain't got nothing to do with that, my nigga. I'm trying to work out. I need to get in the gym. That just made me remember. I need to get in the gym, so I ain't got shit. Y'all niggas problems, dude.
All right, man. Number
Versace
one.
Versace jeans, ass crack showing. What?
Fuck it, man. We out here.
Yeah, get the fuck. Get out of here, nigga.
All right, number one, man. Number one, controversial. This isn't even a line necessarily. It's a fucking song. And traditionally, we don't go back this far, but it's super relevant because the movie just dropped it about 2 years ago. It's super relevant. 1988. For those of you new to the show, we typically reference Doggy Style and Up with everything, every list, every debate. We don't go pre-Doggy Style because that's before our era. I'll be honest.
We ain't that old.
We ain't that old. I'm washed.
But we ain't that old.
Absolutely. But I'll make an exception for this because NWA in 1988, Fuck the Police, was the epitome of controversy. It was the definition of it. We all saw the movie. We all saw what happened in Detroit when they tried to play that shit live. A goddamn riot ensued, and the police weren't going, dude. This is clearly number one. Are there any debates, this being the most controversial line?
No debates for me. That's it. You might have Ice-T with Cop Killer, whatever it may be, but this was bigger.
Yeah,
they was in Detroit. Yeah, you know I mean, there was worldwide touring with it, and I feel like this was the biggest thing as far as fuck the police, but people start paying attention and be like, damn, the FBI want NWA. Like,
send
they want
letters
them
to
yeah,
them.
Like, they sent letters. They want them to stop performing the songs. Like, that was a big deal.
Huge. Huge deal. Now, of course, there's a couple of others. Maybe there's some Eminem lines here or there. But I don't really think there's a specific go-to Eminem line when you think controversy. He just got, like, 20 of them. Let us know who we left out.
Yep, go to the Rap Chat on Facebook. Let us know who we left out for this conversation. The Rap Chat on Facebook is a great way to interact with myself and Animal Brown.
Absolutely, and of course all 650 other members of the yep. Rap Chat. Shout out to them.
Little stunt right there.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Before we hit this music break though, we mentioned Bill Maher earlier in the comments that he made that even inspired this topic in the first place.
Did you comment on that? What you think of
it? I haven't. I thought it was a horrible joke, personally.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. Have you followed, do you listen to, do you watch the show of Bill Maher?
I'm very familiar with him and his brand of comic.
Okay.
But I don't watch the show every night. I've seen several clips.
Okay, I watch it. I watch the HBO Real Time with Bill Maher.
Right.
That's his lane of comedy. I'm not mad in him saying that because I don't feel like he was saying it like, oh, niggas are this and niggas are that. Right. He was trying to be funny, though it may have missed.
It clearly missed.
It missed. I will acknowledge that, but I wouldn't say, hey, fire him.
Nah, I wasn't.
Like, nah, like, it was a bad joke. He's a comedian. Okay, apologize and let's move on.
Because you can say nigga in a joke, but a white, I've seen Louis C.K. say it in a joke and it was fucking hilarious. That's the difference, though. Yeah. If it's funny, you can listen.
Let's not act like white people don't say nigga.
No, but that too, but that doesn't give a pass just because of the thing that they say.
It was funny what he said. He was like, dude, I don't work in the field.
Who
I'm
you talking
a
about?
House nigga.
That wasn't funny, though.
That was funny,
bro,
no, dude.
It didn't
but
land
you don't watch
all,
Bill
bro.
Maher. I watched Bill Maher. That was funny in the sense of how he said that.
I don't care if a nigga watches it or not, dude. If it's not funny, it's not funny.
It was funny to me, though. I laughed.
You like bad jokes. That shit was trash, dude.
You like bad jokes.
And Killer Mike thought it was trash.
Nah,
it's
Chance the Rapper thought it was trash. Killer Mike didn't say that though. Killer Mike said that he understands as far as Bill Maher and his sense of comedy how that goes over.
He also Killer said Mike, he hit him in his chest.
But he kept getting pressed about it though. Yeah. Like a million Twitter people kept asking him, oh, what would you do if this? What would you do if that? Killer Mike didn't say, oh, this is a bad joke or this or that. I'm mad at him or whatever. Killer Mike actually was defending him in the beginning.
He defended his right to free speech is what he was defending.
And that's what I'm saying.
That's
Bill
fair.
Maher can say that. He said nigga before.
Right, and it was probably funny. That's my point.
Are you saying this one funny?
You can bypass a whole lot of bullshit if the bottom line, if the punchline is funny, okay. you can damn near get away with anything.
I laughed. The first thing I did was laugh. It was funny to me.
That shit wasn't funny, though. It was funny. I'm going to be real. I thought Chance the Rapper tried to get him fired. I don't think that's doing too much, though.
Keep donating to schools in Chicago. Keep doing that.
Only because Bill Maher's track record of not even holding down, but representing and speaking on behalf of issues related to African Americans has been pretty strong.
Yeah, he's not that guy that you want fired.
You're going to replace him with Bill O'Reilly? Yeah, like, stop.
Exactly. Like, just let him keep doing what he's doing. Apologize. Stay in his lane. He know he don't need to go that far over no more. Like, you know what I mean?
He keep it moving.
He was getting head from Superhead, dude. What do you feel like he can say nigga?
Hey, listen.
If you getting head from Superhead, dude, you feel like you can say nigga. That's a fact.
You get a pass. If it was Superhead, nobody would care.
Nah, Superhead.
I wonder what
that Superhead.
Like, man, Jesus Christ.
You know what it feel like. It make you feel like you can say, I can say nigga.
I wonder if she still got it.
He tough. She ain't never losing them
it's
jaws.
It's like riding a bike.
She ain't never losing them jaws, dude. like we said on the video review, dude. She ain't never losing them jaws. Oh, man.
All right, man. Music break. Let's take it to Texas. Young Sauce Walker.
Sauce Walker.
You've been hearing his name bubble up, man, lately. Last year or two.
He been ripping it.
He got a new joint, man, off his new tape called The Sauce Father, which is hilarious. So you kind of see what his brand of music is. He's lighthearted, not taking himself hella serious. He got a new joint called We Did It, man. Let's check it out, see what he's hitting on.
Walking around with a 40 piece, I put the flavor out in them streets. I sent them choppers, I win this beef. I had your bitch freaking in the sheets. Who is you little niggas anyway? I'm buying diamonds like real estate. I'm buying choppers like real estate. estate. And I'm still buying real estate. What should I live today? Buying the ghost, how I feel today. Buying the paint, how I feel today. I hit your bitch with a fadeaway. She with my jersey like Dr. J. I'm at the mail like Dr. Dre. And I got bitches like Yeezy. I'm in the snow like Jesus. I got white bitches like Yeezy. I got a soul like Jesus. I made these bitches go pray to me. She left her family to stay with me. She wanna make a new way with me. Go get her first son that came with me. Shit on these hating hoes faithfully. Go to my shows and fly planes with me. She wanna trip and leave stains with me.
We did it. 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 We did it.
Man, that was Young Sauce Walker.
Sauce.
That's a funny ass name. I'm gonna be real. That's right up there with Cuz Lightyear. Sauce Walker, how you feel about that? We did it.
I like Sauce.
Whoa.
That was banging Sauce. Whoa. You gotta get in the sauce. Whoa. You gotta play that song and you gotta let the rest of the tape ride. And then you gotta be like, okay, I'm fucking with Sauce. Don't just try to base it off that one song and be like, oh, it's not a hit. Sauce. It's a movement. Sauce is a movement. it's a sauce movement out here.
Now that song was cool. I ain't mad at that. I've heard him before. I know he's entertaining.
Check out the sauce.
Kind of reminds me of early Dolph. That type of entertainment.
He better than Dolph.
Damn.
Tough.
I don't know about all that.
He better than Dolph. He better than Dolph.
All right, we back, man. Now before we get to this quote of the week, Lil Boosie, which was fucking hilarious. As a reminder, please go to iTunes, subscribe, rate. Comment. Shout out to those new comments. We see y'all. We appreciate that.
Yep.
We also creeping up that comment scale. Keep it going.
Yep. RealVilleMedia.com. Go order your On Deck TV podcast shirts and your Full Sport Press shirts, man.
Dude, these mediums and these larges are flying off the shelf. Everybody's a medium and a large now?
Little niggas.
Y'all now niggas got to eat. Little eat niggas. Some, dude. Jesus, there's some extra larges, and we got 2Xs, dude.
Nah, if y'all want them, we got them for you. And we got them slaw shirts coming soon, though.
Ah, yeah, we got to have them.
I'm speaking on that because they're coming soon, and y'all going to hold us to it. So the slaw shirts, absolutely. Slaw, use some slaw, coming soon.
Yeah, man, most definitely. All right, now, yo boy Boosie.
Yeah.
Boosie was speaking about his time locked up. And he gave a very specific account of some of the sexual encounters that he witnessed. Some slaw. Now, let's just play the clip.
Some slaw.
Speaking of slaw. Yeah,
speaking of slaw, the slaw shirt. Slaw. This is slaw.
Absolutely. But let's play the clip.
These niggas ain't
really to get firsthand, man, what Boosie witnessed and how it affected him.
Mm. I remember I was in Angola. I walked down on a nigga riding a nigga dick from the back. That nigga had a nigga ankles riding that bitch from the back, man. I ain't know about the coke can and the shawl, you heard me? Nigga ain't even tell me. I walk straight in, 6 in the morning. Nigga riding that dick. I say, man, I won't go home, man. Fuck that, man. I say, man, I won't go home, man. I got to call the lawyers for all kind of bum. Man, give me a motherfucking bum, man. That shit fucked my head up. Another nigga riding a nigga dick, man. Taking that bitch. I'm talking about riding a nigga dick. That shit, that nigga say, damn, youngster. I say, my bad, man. Yeah, I ain't know, man. Fucking the shit out that nigga and that bitch.
All right, man. That's so that was...
On Deck TV Podcast, man. We back in the building.
Shit. That was Boosie, man, giving a very vivid description of some of the shit he witnessed in jail. Can Boosie expect any backlash in regards to these comments?
Yes.
No fucking way.
You can't come out and say this in 2017, man.
Yes, you can.
Nah, not if you Boosie, because he already done talked. Nah, he already done talked about Empire.
Right.
He already done talked
cartoons.
About. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He already talked about all of the rest of the controversial stuff that's going on TV and him having to explain it to his kids. So, you don't get as much as a backlash as someone who just jumped down in the pool and said, man, this is wrong.
Right.
Like, you know Boosie stand on this, and people who mess with him, they gonna ride with him, and people who feel differently, gonna feel differently.
Now, all I saw online in regards to this was crying face emojis. That's all I saw.
Because it's funny.
It's very funny because the way he's
his
talking
reaction,
about
yeah,
it,
like how he
he's dead serious about the shit.
That's what makes Boosie a great rapper, though. He a great storyteller.
Now you went too far.
That's what I'm saying, though. He a great storyteller. That's what make him a great rapper. You able to feel what he's saying, pause, whether you want to or not. Whether you want to understand two niggas riding, whatever it may be, and whatever he said, I'm not repeating it. If you want to see that, feel that, Boosie able to explain it to you, that's what got to do with him being a great rapper. Shout out Boosie.
Hey, man, now he's not going to catch no flack for this at all. It's number one, it's Boosie. He's not big enough. Let's be all way honest.
Here, man. See, you shitting on Boosie.
Number two, not even trying to shit on him. Just being 100 about the situation. Number two.
I mean, of course it's not going to be USA Today.
That's what I'm saying. That's when you get backlash when you reach those outlets.
I mean, who going to get that, though? What, Kanye? Stop. Jay Ross?
Stop.
Meek?
USA Today Drake? Talking about 444 right now, dude. Who? Only because it's Jay-Z involved. Or it's not even confirmed that it's Jay and they still talking about the shit.
That's not Jay.
So that's my point. Number two, the second reason he has no problems is because he's talking about gay jail sex, bro. Nobody is concerned about what happens behind them bars at all. Should we? Possibly. Not but nobody cares, and there's no defense for the argument as to why he can't say that about gay jail sex, dude. Nobody's defending that, bro. No one.
Nobody.
What's the argument for it, bro? They don't want to hear
that
shit.
What's the argument for what? Gay jail sex?
Yes, for him saying a negative thing about gay jail sex. There's no argument against it, bro.
The argument.
There isn't one. You can sit here all night. We'll be here all fucking night. You trying to think of one.
I'm not trying to. We can move on, actually. I'm done with this topic.
I had to play that clip. Fuck that. Yeah,
I feel like Boosie put out what he needed to put out. I feel like people are going to react. How they going to react. But, I mean, that's a real situation, though.
Shout out to that Seattle Seahawks hat he had on, too. That motherfucker was fresh.
It was. You can't say he homophobic. You can't say that he's this and he's that. If he's a heterosexual male and he's used to heterosexual sex, walking in on two men having sex is obviously surprising to him, crazy to him, and he's going to explain it in that nature.
Right.
So I don't have any problem with him saying this at
all.
No
one does, bro. Nobody cares, bro. I'm be real.
That's not true.
It's just funny. It's just funny how he described it.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. I agree with that. It was just one that I used to write. But it's bullshit, though. Like, if it was Fat Trail, no one would care at all.
Because it wouldn't
not
be
even
funny.
How he described it.
It would still be funny.
Really?
Any nigga in the world describing it like this? Boosie, Fat Trail, a nigga at the barbershop, a nigga at Quicksack, a nigga
that's
at
true.
Exxon. It's going to be funny.
That's true.
All right, man. New music out or coming soon. Gunplay. He's dropped this week. The plug.
Gunplay got one with, I can't even think of the nigga.
Mozzie?
Mozzie. Yeah. He got one with Mozzie the side.
A little mixtape.
Yeah, it's a little mixtape.
Yeah.
I found it on that Piff. So that's all right. Y'all check that out.
You'll be able to find this album on all streaming sites. But what you won't hear on it is MMG.
Maybach Music.
He is not on this project. Is not coming out on MMG. I'm not gonna say he's not MMG anymore because he still has Gunplay MMG in his Twitter tag.
I don't think it's no problems.
So he just dropped this just because.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put some bread. Ross couldn't put it out under the MMG label.
So you could just fuck the contract. You could just put something
out. Fuck the contract. I'm going to put it out, stream it, make my money because Ross can't put me out right now and I need a little bread and I'm going to run this.
All right. Also, Chief Keef.
Huh?
Thought Breakers.
Keep going.
Ice Cube Death Certificate re-release. The 25th anniversary.
Ice Cube got a Good Cop Bad Cop song, and I'm disturbed about that.
Yeah, he's got three new songs on this album.
No,
I think that's gonna be one
of them.
Fuck
them other two songs. I'm talking about the Good Cop Bad Cop song. Don Tripp and Starlito have done that.
I mean, the term Good Cop Bad Cop is a term.
No,
bro.
Don't do it.
That's a term.
No,
it is. It's a term. Let's be all way honest. Star would tell you that.
But still,
you'll be like, bro, that's a commonly used term.
No, I don't.
Not, but have you listened to the song, though?
It's out?
I don't know. You know it exists? I'm asking if you heard
it. I know he pumping this as a single.
Is it the same concept?
And
because
the concept that Tripp and Star had was fire.
Of course.
And I know that it would be easy for someone like Cube to be like, I'm going to take this concept and run with it.
I got to hear the song first. I'm not going to lie.
I don't. I just wish he had done something else.
My boy Vic Mensa, the Manuscript EP comes out
boy?
the 8th.
That's your boy now?
Yeah, Vic Mensa, cold. I went to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. I'm out here, man. While you was diving upside down in fucking Cancun waters, I'm out here in these shows, nigga.
Living life out here.
And also the aforementioned Votto for the Sinatra 2. That's out right now. Y'all check that out.
That's your shit.
What you got on deck for the weekends?
Oh, man. We got some work to do, right?
I always got work to do. I work in my sleep.
I always got work to do. You got work on your hairline, dog. Work on that.
Man, I'm out here. I'm trying. I'm powering through these Game of Thrones. I'm on episode 6. It's a struggle. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know who name is what. All I know is there's little wolf dogs, and they eat people every once in a while.
They're called dire wolves.
There's a midget. He's shaking it.
Yeah, it's tough. Make it to episode 9. Once you make it to the end of episode 9, you're all the way in, and you are a Game of Thrones guy. I promise you that.
We'll see.
This is the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou. Y'all go to the rap chat. Y'all make sure y'all join in the conversation because we keep that flowing. Also, go to iTunes. Rate, subscribe, like. Let us know what you think of the show because it means a lot to us. And it also keeps us popping on the iTunes site.
Absolutely, man. And also tell your friends, man, that fuck with that rap shit to holler at us. Check us out. We will see y'all next week. Support the real.
Yep.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.